Jazz great Wayne Shorter's new album is in stores just in time for his 70th birthday. It's called Alegria, and it features many of the styles Shorter has embraced in his career, from bebop to classical to avant-garde jazz. Michelle Mercer has this review.
Back in the early 50s, Wayne Shorter stole some sheet music from his college choir class. He was in love with the 12th century carol and couldn't let it go. He tucked the music away in a piano bench, where it remained for almost 5 decades until he rediscovered it a couple years ago. Shorter took the a cappella carol and opened it up with some instrumental groove-based variations, like he heard the song in a medieval church with its roof blown off. Twelfth Century Carol is on Wayne Shorter's ambitious new record, Alegria, which is kind of an unlikely project. When Shorter's wife died in a plane crash in 1996, many thought he'd give up on music in his grief. But he said he decided to honor her existence by trying to become the happiest man alive. And you hear that on Alegria, which means joy in Spanish. There's one new tune on the record, but mostly Shorter revisits older material, including tunes from the 60s when he worked with the Jazz Messengers and Miles Davis. He originally recorded this one, Angola, back in 1965. This is classic Wayne Shorter. As a player, he loves to push a tune's melody to the outer reaches of its harmony, and he courts dissonance with the master plan of a classical European composer. Sometimes he packs so much in that it can be overwhelming, as it is here with the strident brass and complex counterpoint. Shorter could use a little more room to spread out, like he's trying to put a symphony-length composition into a 5-minute jazz tune. Mostly, though, everything comes together beautifully on the record. In Wayne Shorter's version of this Villa-Lobos piece, a plucked cello chorus and layered Brazilian rhythms combine into a luxurious baroque. Like Charlie Parker and John Coltrane, Shorter practiced his saxophone with exercises for string instruments. That comes through here in his empathy for the cello's delicate strength. Wayne Shorter turns 70 this year, and Alegria is a celebration of his enduring creativity. With its songs of innocence, informed by Shorter's own song of experience, the record is a moving masterpiece, and happily, it realizes a lifetime of musical aspiration.
That's Wayne Shorter. His new album is called Alegria. Our critic is Michelle Mercer.